This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Restaurants for the People. We have a meeting next week in Central Ohio to talk about voter suppression. We're doing a training the next day in Cleveland, but we'll be gathering before that in a small town 30-odd miles out of Columbus. Where will we meet? It'll be the Waffle House, and why not? It was the only place we could find near the airport in Cincinnati when we were getting ready to leave after visiting with people who were trapped in a predatory housing scheme there. Along the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, after the ravages of Katrina, Waffle House opened its doors first and most frequently. There's a stretch along the beach between Biloxi and Gulfport where they are dotted along the highway every mile and a half or so. The chairman of the privately held Waffle House chain of 1,800 locations described his operation simply, "We're a melting pot, we're a meeting place, and we're here to serve the public." Mainly, their operations are in the South, but Waffle Houses and other sit-down chain restaurants serve similar purposes around the country. Researchers looking at mobile data tracked where millions of people, Americans, spend their time. By matching people's movements to socioeconomic data on where they live, they were able to see where rich and poor mingle. Sit-down chain restaurants like Olive Garden, Chili's, and Applebee's top the list. They bring Americans together more than any other private or public institution, eclipsing bars, churches, gas stations, libraries, parks, and schools. As Americans become more isolated by class, given the widening economic gaps in our society, maybe these kinds of places should be taken more seriously. Does that make Waffle House a melting pot? I'm not sure about that, or one of these third spaces that were once touted so broadly. Having stopped by them off and on for just about forever, I don't think it's likely that more than a smattering of BMWs and Mercedes-Benz show up in their parking lots, except in places, maybe, like Marysville, Ohio. Waffle House is a mecca for breakfast anytime for working and low-income families. I don't know if vegan is a concept that they even recognize. If we tell the truth, almost all of us have some places like this that are our regular haunts whenever we get a chance, and if they serve breakfast 24 hours a day, there's a magnet pulling us through the door. The Times noted that roughly 17% of all chain restaurant revenue in the country is derived from companies that specialize in pancakes, waffles, omelets, French toast, and other breakfast items, according to Ibis World, a market research firm. Thinking about it, as I sit here in the Ozarks, Google tells me that the nearest Waffle House to me are all 50 miles away. No matter, when I'm by myself traveling near Harrison, Arkansas in the Ozarks, I find a booth at B's Spot and order my standard, the meaty omelet with hash browns and the biscuit with no gravy for less than $10 anytime they're open. If you haven't been there, you're missing something great. I'm looking forward to seeing what's new at the Waffle House next week in Ohio. I've been there before and it was packed. We need more places where everyone can feel welcome and treated the same. This is Wade Renske. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.